Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second? Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors. Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and today is closing day, and it features episode 99 with George Pitts. In this episode, George is going to talk about what the difference is between having your main residence and your investment residencies. And so what's so dope about his story is that he's known for owning a lot of land, but he's going to talk about the power of owning your own residence and then expanding into real estate ownership with other residences. So this episode is all about owning your land and their land. Let's get into it.
Tell us more about what it was like to, because you built and you bought and built your primary residence. Right. What was it like on the other side, like buying an investment property? And what was that process like? I'm sure there's some similarities, but now it's like you're not necessarily going to live in it. It's an investment. Was that any different for you, the process?
Yes, very. So the deal was that my sister called me. I'll tell you the story. I had just bought a 2013 Dodge Charger SRT. It was my dream car. I was doing eBay, making money. And she calls. She's like, hey, these properties are for sale. This guy passed away and his people didn't pay none of their taxes. They have all these houses up for auction. So I drove down there. We looked at one. We loved it. And we bid on it and we won it. And you only had 72 hours to pay. You couldn't finance them. This is, which I didn't understand that part. So the house was $29,000. And so my car that I paid for was $23,000. So I ended up taking it back. I lost $1,500 because they made me pay a restock fee and all this other stuff because they did have a 72 thing. No questions asked, but you had to pay $1,500. Took that. My sister bought the rest, the other side, and we bought this first property. And so when we got it, our whole mindset was just, we want to fix this up, make this the most beautiful house. And man, I'll tell you, that was a huge mistake for me because I didn't have any more cash. So I ended up taking a loan of my 401k and depleted like most of my savings. We fixed this house up, took it over the top, and literally none of the other properties in that area had near the stuff that this one had. And it still rented for what all the other houses were going for. We thought we were going to rent it for $900, $950, $625. And so it took a long time to get that money back. But now that property is worth three times more than what we paid for it. Well, 2.5 times more. And it's done really well, but I learned a valuable lesson. And number one, don't overdo a house if the houses in that neighborhood or comps don't match up. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people in that area, what I learned as I've gotten through real estate is that you need to get a property that matches or aligns with what's going on in that neighborhood. Some people, they just want to be in that neighborhood. Some people, they just want a nice place to live. And for me, I looked at it as I want this place to be like as if I was living here and I was never going to live there. So that was a valuable lesson that I learned. But it was a good lesson because it taught me how to kind of handle my other deals going forward.
Definitely. I really like that you mentioned just your experience with that first property, because in some of the lessons you mentioned are things people really need to know. You know, it doesn't make sense to a lot of it's funny. I was having a conversation the other day with someone and I was just telling them, like, don't think about where you're going to invest. Like you would live there. It doesn't matter if you would live there. Like if someone else would live there, someone else would pay rent. That's all you need. You know, like you don't need to think of it as would I live there? Would I feel comfortable there? Somebody else will. And so, you know, I think it's good that you learned that lesson ahead of time. And I guess as far as like the finance piece, you mentioned that you kind of, you're at a tough point, right? You kind of ran out of cash. And what would you say to someone who's in a position of they want to invest in real estate, but what they really want to use to invest is kind of their last? Like, what would you say to somebody like that?
Well, my biggest thing that I would tell anyone is understand your numbers. Understand what you're buying the property for. Understand what your goals are. It was a long-term goal, but I was going at it like it was a short-term flip. I never had any intentions on flipping the property. I've never flipped a property, right? It was to rent. And when you're renting, that money takes a long time to come up. So you need to be figuring out, okay, I know it sounds bad, but you need to find out, okay, where can I bring the most value to this property in the most cost-effective way? And the best way is to understand, what are the comps like in the area? What are these other houses looking like? You know, different things like that. And then make sure that yours just aligns with it, but it doesn't need to be too much over the top. So understand your numbers, understand like, okay, this is how long it's going to take me to get this money back. Do I need this money? Like, I needed that money. I'm a newlywed. This is savings. This is 401k. I'm taking all the money I've got and I'm putting it in this property to get $625 a month. You hear me? Yeah. And so $625 a month, when you put in almost 70 grand with rehab, with cost and how the property, all that other stuff, that's not a good deal. You know what I'm saying? From just a long term, the deal made itself better, but short term, it was like, okay, you're only going to get $625 back a month, and you got to give 25% to your sister, who's your partner. So I just think understanding your numbers, understanding your comps, and really having a plan going into it. At the time, I was just excited because I was getting into it. It wasn't about, hey, I'm just getting into real estate, I'm going to be the best. That was one of my thing was, but I think it's important for people to take a step back. There's always going to be real estate, always. Just make sure you're getting the right deal and make sure you're doing the right thing that's going to work for you.
Definitely, definitely love it. Love it. And that was in the Oklahoma City area?
No, this was in my hometown, which was Enid. It was a smaller town outside of here.
Oh, cool, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Awesome, man. And what was it like as a first-time landlord?
You wanted to put everybody in it that had a story. You wanted to give it to everyone, but you could only give it to one person. But it was exciting. I was very blessed because we had a good tenant. I wouldn't say I was nervous. It was just one of those things that when you're dealing with a property and you're renting it, you meet these people because we did everything. We didn't hire a property manager. We did the application. We met with the people, called them, and everybody sounded great. So it was hard to kind of decipher who it was. And then it just kind of went back, okay, what would what do people look for whenever you were doing it? What were you stressed about that you wanted the landlord to see out of you, George? Because we rented properties before. And it was stability and income, do they have pets, at the time I didn't really look into Facebook or any of that kind of stuff, even though it was kind of becoming popular, but just go off of your gut. And that's what we did. And it ended up working out, thank goodness. But just understanding really the value of following up with their references, following up with, previous landlords, and most importantly, the stability of their income. Are they jumping all over the place? Were they here a year? Have they been there for a while? And can they cover the rent? That was really what we looked for.
Definitely, definitely. Makes sense. How long ago was that? That first investment?
What is this? This is 2021. So this was 2014 because the car was a year old. So it was 2014. Yeah. So it was roughly 7 years ago.
Yeah.
7 years ago. Yeah.
I got to ask one thing that I want to make sure we mention. You, the car, you gave the car back in order to buy the property. Talk about that. What was that like for you at the time? Were you like, man, I got to give this thing away? You're like, no, got to do what I got to do. Take us back to that moment and what you were thinking.
So the car was less than 24 hours old. I got it at 7 o'clock on a Wednesday night. Like, I was there all day. You know how it is, Barnacle.
Yeah.
It was about 7 o'clock, just got home, and I was excited to go because, you get a car, you go back to your hometown, you show it to people. So I was excited when she called me because it gave me an excuse to go. And I went. And so when we found out we got the deal, and I found out we had the money if I could get my car back, and I made the call, they said, yeah, but they were trying to talk you out of it. They're salespeople. No, I want it back. Well, it's going to cost you this. You got to pay that dock fee. We got to restock it. It's going to cost you $1,495, which is basically $1,500. So I lost $1,500 on that deal. I couldn't get back in town fast enough to sell it, to give it back, because I knew once I had that cash, we're going to get this property. Everything's going to be good. And I'm going to be in real estate. So for me, it was exciting. Like, there was never a moment where I was like, I got to take my car back. Do I really want to never have that? It was, how fast can I get there? I'm really about to see how good fast this thing goes on the highway. And I got that thing back in about an hour and 15 minutes on an hour and 45 minute drive, and got my check. They tried to give me the runaround, and we ended up going the next day, paid it, and got the keys.
Definitely. Hey, there's a lesson in there. There's a lesson in there. I think y'all can get it. But that's awesome, man. Yeah. So you got the first property, your first time landlord. What happened from there? Like, where did you go? Like, what were you considering real estate wise? And just how did things develop?
So the property that we bought, it was a duplex before. So it was a 2-1 on each side. And whoever had it, someone had it and they were in the process of taking the wall down. They were going to make it a 3-2. Because the other side was like a 1-bedroom, half. It was weird. You could tell the house was renovated multiple times. So we finished taking the wall down. The cabinets were horrible. So for us, it was just going in and figuring out what needed to be done. We had no intentions on touching it ourselves. We paid people to do that. My sister knew a lot of people that came in and saved us a ton of money. My problem was I was just too excited. And I wanted to do, we put granite, we put upgraded countertop, we put all kind of stuff in it. And all the other houses in that neighborhood probably had, vinyl countertops, shag carpet. We're putting in laminate floors, all that other kind of stuff. But it was just exciting because you had something that, we own, no one could take away from us, and we could put our vision on it. And it was just such an exciting time, but I'm glad it happened the way it did because it gave me the bug to keep doing it.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and on Twitter at Bread Podcast. That's B-R-E-D Podcast. Until next time.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.